Welcome to Spotlight 10. We share our favorite stories with you, spreading the full range of fiction, nonfiction, and comedy. Learn more about the world around you or dive into a new reality built on sound storytelling. Each of these feature episodes has been crafted by a different host with a different style. Let's jump into this week's episode.
Deep in the heart of the withering wood lies an empty manor void of anything good. Longing relief from watchful eyes, those ghastly fiends take shelter inside. Fog rolls in, new monsters arrive, the inhabiting dead all live quiet lives. But a wandering girl comes forth and draws near, and a frightened specter must face their worst fear.
In the master bedroom of this estate, we find a translucent, ghostly figure, formerly human. This is Master Black, the specter who owns this house. And they're currently crisscross applesauce in pajamas playing Crypt of the Necrodancer.
What a novel idea for a game. Clearly, the game developers haven't met any real necromancers.
A ghoulish figure dressed in a servant's outfit shambles in. This is Jeeves, a lich who commands the many skeletal servants of the manor.
Master, it's time for the weekly debriefing. Haven't you had enough of that video game?
Oh, you wouldn't understand, Jeeves. I've been making good progress all week, and I finally got a good thing going. Why don't you give the debriefing in my stead while I slay this great necrodancer?
You know, this is your responsibility. Besides, the servants have had a long week, preparing for the demon lord's arrival and all.
Don't care. I'm having me time right now.
You've had me time for 7 damn days.
Hey!
Enough of this. It's time for you to actually do your job, or I'm taking away all these damned games.
You wouldn't dare. I'll fire you. Yeah!
Oh, this house would smell of rotten corpses if my crew didn't douse the place with Febreze every week. Get up, you spectral shut-in.
Okay! God! I need to be so mean.
Black gets up reluctantly with Jeeves, and both exit out of the room downstairs. A group of the manor's undead residents are waiting expectantly for their master's words in the foyer. Among them are Tibia and Fibula, two of the manor's most esteemed servants.
Oh, it's Master Black! They're finally here to speak to us!
Forgot to change out of their pajamas, though.
Quiet! The master will now give you the weekly debriefing.
Hi guys! You probably haven't seen me too much. I just got a new game and I've been kinda preoccupied with that.
We know!
Oh, you guys know me so well. Moving on.
Suddenly, the door slams open and in comes a pale, cloaked figure with blood-red eyes, rusted lantern in hand.
Master!
Groundskeeper, I was wondering where you were. What's the matter?
How do I put this? I came across something in the woods. Something of a bipedal fleshy variety.
A moose?
No, moose aren't bipedal, fool. It's probably like a kangaroo.
No, it's more of a human.
A human?
Black freezes in fear.
This is really, really bad.
Everyone, calm down. It's probably just a false alarm. There's no guarantee she'll even find the manor with the fog obscuring us.
Yeah, she won't make it here. Nobody who wasn't already dead has made it here in a long time.
But it's been sunny all week. The fog's all but burned off.
She's gonna find us.
We're all gonna die!
Silence! Silence, all of you! We aren't going to die. While it is a bit concerning, it's not like she's at our doorstep or anything. I say we watch her closely and prepare just in case. Make the manor and its grounds as foreboding as possible. Set traps, prepare to frighten, prepare to fight.
Yes, perhaps we should prepare for the worst case scenario. But what does the master think?
The group of servants turn to the spot their leader was previously floating, only to find them completely unconscious, their limp visage floating slightly above the ground.
Shit, I forgot the master can't handle humans. Master, wake up! Master!
Is a human here?
Not yet. Calm down. We're going to prepare the house for her potential arrival.
Yes, I suppose we must. Servants, grab all the super spooky decorations. We're going to make this place terrifying. Okay, first order of business. What do people find scary these days? You, groundskeeper.
Spiders.
Good thinking. Fibula?
I don't know. Small children?
Oh, that's a good idea. I'm writing that down. Jeeves?
Oh, I'm not sure. In my time, most everyone was afraid of a rampant, deadly disease called cooties. Oh, and also the cheese touch.
The what?
You know, el toque de queso, la touche de fromage. It's notorious.
Okay. I'll put that down.
Oh, how about snakes?
Okay. But we need more than just animals. And la touche de fromage.
Don't forget cooties.
Next.
Oh, waterboarding, clowns, half naked men with machetes.
Everyone turns to Tibia with a look of concern, but not wanting to dig up that baggage, they quickly look the other way.
Okay. Anything else?
Servants, I usually yell at you for making this house a mess, but this is not one of those days. Keep it up. Tear this place apart.
Smashy smash.
Oh, this is quite fun.
Hello, Master. I thought you both might be a bit ravish from all the planning. Though you don't actually need to eat. Have a bite.
Oh, thank you, Tibia. You really didn't need to.
Oh my god! What is that? Is it alive?
Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. I could have sworn you liked your meat on the rare side.
The horrid food organism undulates and thrashes about.
Well, this is definitely not kosher. But maybe we can use this for the girl.
Good idea. Quick, let's find a spot to hide it.
Jeeves and Black put the eldritch food abomination back in its serving dish and bring it to the kitchen. The servants of the house dutifully work to prepare, but eventually the groundskeeper comes in with some bad news.
Oh, that's the girl! She's here!
Okay, everyone, get into position! Quick!
Oh my god. Oh my god. I can't do this. I absolutely can't do this.
It's okay. It's okay. We've done a good job preparing. Let's get to a safe place before she gets in here.
Hello? Is anyone home? I've gotten quite lost, and I need a place to stay before nightfall. Looks like it's been abandoned for a long time. Better find a good room to take shelter.
She's into the foyer. Thinks the place is abandoned. Master, come and watch this. Get out of the fetal position.
Who, me? I'm not scared. You're scared.
Get over here. It's time for the plan to start.
God, this house is a wreck. Who's there? Hello?
Hello, miss.
Hello? Who might you be? Why are you holding a slice of cheese?
Oh, you can call me Dribbles. Here's a joke for ya. Why didn't the cheese want to get sliced?
I don't know.
Oh, I'll tell you why. Because it had greater plans.
What? Ew!
Cheese touch! Did you not like my jokes? Oh, hello, girl. Have you come to say hi to my little pet?
What's going on here? And why'd that clown throw cheese at me? Huh? Oh no. Oh my god, what is that? Ew!
The plan's working! She's frantically running around now and she'll eventually be right out the door.
Oh, great.
Wait. Shit.
What? What is it?
She's running up the stairs. She's coming towards us.
Oh, no, 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 no. I'm gonna die, I'm gonna die, I'm gonna die!
Snap out of it, please, please!
Can't you see I'm freaking out here? Ah, human! The human's here! Get her out! Jeeves, get her out!
Master! Calm yourself! You did it! You scared her away, the girl's gone!
We did it? We scared the girl away? Why do humans have to be so scary?
Like what you hear? Rate us on Spotify, give us a like, and follow Audio Video Land on Instagram, where you can find more Spotlight 10 updates, teasers, and behind-the-scenes content. Spotlight 10 is an Audio Video Land production by digital storytelling students of Michigan State University, in collaboration with Impact 89 FM.